Manager's Log, Tuesday, January 31st, 2017. The National Federation for Community Broadcasters, a membership media organization we belong to, issued a white paper called Community Radio's New Horizon, Communicating Our Values in the Age of the Trump Administration. Within the introduction, it reads, "Media has long been considered the fourth estate, a check on government power. Presidents are faced with many decisions that affect the lives of millions of Americans, their children, and the future. As such, American history is filled with instances in which the media has held leaders to account for their choices and created conversations on issues of the day. With its more than 100 years of experience, radio is a sometimes overlooked yet omnipresent pillar of this estate. Be it World War II reporting or Senate confirmation hearings, radio has been indispensable. Lifetime audiences may have an expectation for aggressive journalism in this regard. During the period in which it emerged, community radio was considered a medium in which the average American could participate in broadcast news, arts and music, and public affairs. FM licenses at that moment were far more affordable and the airways more accessible, providing fertile ground for community radio to bloom. The idea that a person without formal education in radio could be a DJ, a radio program host, and a media leader was revolutionary. For many communities, this form of radio is still an important part of the area's culture. Commercial radio and television advertising and access costs rise. Hastened by consolidation and deregulation, community radio remains a viable entry point to many individuals. Much is made of the term public broadcasting, public media, and public radio. However, these are, at base, a reference to public service broadcasting that generally meet the operating expenses with contributions received from listeners and viewers. Various rules outline the character of such broadcasts, which are more stringent than commercial media. The NFCB white paper is an 11-page document that we will post on our website homepage. The need to share this information with you comes from the idea that this administration may be the one that defunds the Corporation for Public Broadcasting or changes its operations, which may affect small native stations such as ours and other small community radio stations. To plan for the future, you need to know where you want to be and what obstacles may be in front of you. And with that, we thank you for listening. And we thank you for your support.